Joining me live on the air today is Dr. Ryker Keel. He is an emergency room doctor at Star Valley Health and is going to be opening up the emergency room in Alpine in just a few months. Dr. Keel, good morning. How are you today?
Fantastic. How are you this morning?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate you coming in studio today. Kind of an exciting time for Star Valley Health. They've had the clinic open for a couple of years in Alpine and have talked about expansion. You get to be a big part of that. First, tell us about yourself. Understand you've been at Star Valley Health for a couple of years now, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're relatively new to the area. My wife brought us out here. As most relationships work, we lived in Douglas, Wyoming prior to this. I trained in Detroit. I'm kind of a city boy, so this is a big change for me, but I'm loving the area. It's objectively beautiful, as everybody knows, and seems you people like to keep a secret.
Yeah, if you could join us on that secret, that'd be great. So not quite Detroit here is, and so tell us more about what brought you to Star Valley. Obviously, it was your wife, but what's the experience been like so far working at Star Valley Health?
Yeah, we were looking for a change. She loves the rural community. She mostly did the interview. I came out and shadowed in the emergency department before I actually interviewed. And that was the set for me. My interview day was mostly just them chatting with me. I was like, you already have me. I'm sold. I love this emergency department. I love this hospital. In our time here, we've only grown to love the area more and love the hospital more. I moved into the director role, I think about 6 months ago, just so I wanted to take on more responsibility. And when I heard that Alpine was opening up this emergency department, I wanted to be highly involved with that.
Absolutely. What's a day in the life of an ER doctor? It seems like you always have to be on your toes because you never know what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, it's exactly like all the TV shows. You know, we resuscitate deers out in the parking lot, you know, all that. it really depends. You can walk in, especially in a rural community like this. You never know what's going to walk in. It's very seasonal around here, as everybody knows. In the winter, we'll see very different things than what we see in the summer. You're either slammed or you have very little to do, but very rarely is the one day similar to the previous day. So it's a very exciting job, and you wear a lot of different hats, and you have to be a master of almost all specialties out there.
Of course, it takes a whole crew to make it all work, right? How many doctors are currently in the ER department, and how big is the staff overall for ER?
Yeah, so here we have a single provider at any given time. We have four full-time ER-trained physicians primarily, but we're doubling, obviously, with this Alpine growth. We have bringing on board-eligible and board-certified ER-trained physicians. We have two nurses and a tech down in the Afton ER, and we plan to have a nurse and a tech up in the Alpine. It's definitely a team effort. This is not, you know, an ER doc runs the show. When you're working with me, it seems like the ER nurses run the show, which I love. We have some very strong nursing staff here, and that was a part of the reason why I chose this hospital.
Dr. Ryker Keel at Star Valley Health in studio this morning, an emergency room doctor for Star Valley Health. All right, so let's talk more about Alpine. What is the process like to open up an ER department? I mean, you can go work at a new emergency room, but to open a whole department, that sounds like a pretty big undertaking.
Oh, yeah. It's a very smooth process. No hiccups ever. You know, everything goes smoothly all the time. This hospital is very easy to work with in regards to administration along with the clinical staff. It seems like there's a cohesive effort overall. I've been surprised on how willing everybody has been able to participate in these quality improvement projects. We've had some hiccups along the way, but nothing, it really was a hiccup. Nothing drastic that I've noticed. Each and every day, it seems that there's a meeting in regards to the Alpine ER, trying to get ahead of any problems that we can anticipate in the future. I love the process. We actually have a meeting with some nurse managers, nurse directors today, and we're going to go up and walk through the department for probably the 70th time just to make sure that we're not missing anything. And every additional set of eyes that we get through the department, it seems that we find something that could just make it slightly better. So day one, we're ready to go.
You know, we talked about the nurses and the staff, the doctors having to be ready for anything equipment-wise. You have to do that as well, right? So how much equipment goes into launching an ER department?
Oh, a significant amount. You would think so. It feels like a standalone emergency department. It technically, you know, falls under our hospital. But just because it's standalone doesn't mean you can cut back on any equipment. It's all the same equipment as we would have down here in Afton. So that's been critical, have the new CT, new x-rays, having quality ultrasound equipment that we can use up there. In addition, you know, high quality lab, we expect the same amount of trauma, strokes, heart attacks that we would see down here in Afton up in Alpine. So we have to be ready to go day one. So they've been working on that way before I was involved, yeah. Which is awesome.
So just to reiterate and clarify that, it's not a transfer location, right? Everything that can be done in the ER in Afton is expected to be able to be done in Alpine, right?
Absolutely. You're going to have the same trained nurses, techs, administration, and ER-trained physicians. So they're either going to be board eligible or board certified.
Timeline. It's coming up pretty quick, right? When are you hoping to be open?
We're hoping to have the doors open on January 13th. I have a shift that day if you want to come say hi to me. So that's what the expected date is, and having it open January 11th for public to walk through.
Okay. So you are going to have an open house type,
yes,
situation on the 11th, right?
You got it.
Perfect. Dr. Riker Keel in studio this morning and making preparations to open up the new emergency room in Alpine. This is a big deal for Alpine in the medical world, because they are kind of caught between Afton and Jackson, right? So in your experience working in ER, how important is it to a community as a whole to have this coming to their town?
I think it's gigantic in the, when it seems that, and maybe it's my own personal bias or something that I've noticed while I've been working down here, but a lot of bad things seem to happen up in Alpine. When you're kind of out on an island there, like you were saying, trapped between Jackson and Afton, which direction do I go? To have that real emergency department ready to go and able to bring a family member there instead of, you know, having, you know, time is brain, time is tissue. That's what we say in emergency medicine. To have that staffed with ER-trained people, it's going to be fantastic. You're going to get the high quality care right away. We have a fantastic EMS system here, but they're still limited on what they're able to do. So to get underneath an ER trained provider is going to be fantastic for that community up there, I believe.
Coming in January, Dr. Riker Keel, director of the emergency room departments at Star Valley Health, and ER coming to Alpine Clinic of Star Valley Health. Dr. Keel, thank you so much for your time. Anything we missed you'd like to mention about the Alpine ER?
Nope, I'm just very excited. And if you guys ever see me around town or anything, and you ever have questions, don't hesitate to pull me aside at the grocery store.
Perfect. I will be happy to see you on January 11th. I might skip the 13th day, if that's all right.
Smart probably, man.
Yeah. That's Dr. Riker Keel this morning. And January 11th open house and ER opening on January 13th in Alpine. Weekday Wake Up, Swift 98 and The Spur.